RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Could farmers and food production be at risk? And could it be all but over within a generation in the UK after the government introduced an inheritance tax for farmers? We heard about this yesterday, and we thought we'd invite Ollie Harrison, British farmer based in Merseyside, UK, who's become a successful YouTuber and blogger representing farmers' views, to hear from him about how the UK's latest budget will affect farmers. Ollie, thanks for beaming in all the way from Merseyside, UK. It's great to have you.
Yeah, no problem.
So what does this actually mean? If you've got money in the bank, you can pay the tax and the inheritance carries on like nothing ever happened. If you don't, you could lose the farm. Is that, well, the family could lose the farm. Is that what that means?
Yeah, so I don't know how it is out there, but over here, land has quite a high value because we're an island and it's not very big. So we're what you would call asset rich, but cash poor.
Yeah, that rings a bell here.
Yeah. So, you know, if an acre of land's worth, easy maths, £10,000, the average farm size in the UK is 217 acres.
Right.
So you could say a farm on paper in just land is sort of 2.2 million. Add in a farmhouse, which is a rural location, and a farmyard, and you're probably talking £3.5 million. So what they've decided to do, the government, is say that if you were to die and to pass it on to your children, they'd get £1 million sort of as a tax break, but then the rest of it would be taxed at 20%, which is around £500,000. And when a farm profit is less than 0.5% per year, how is it possible?
There's no way
to pay that £500,000 or that £500,000 back. And a farm like mine, it'd be getting up to near £2 million in inheritance tax.
So why are they doing this, Ollie? Why are they doing it if it doesn't fly from the get-go?
I think they're trying to start nearly like a class war. They see farmers as being wealthy, although the wealth doesn't really exist. It's just on paper. It's just fields. You know, it's not actual liquid money. And they think, well, they've got loads and we haven't, so we'll take a bit off and we'll use it to prop up the health service. But when a business already isn't making any money, how can you make it worse? And if you've just lost a parent or, you know, which could be suddenly, you know, they could be middle-aged and snuff it. And then suddenly you're faced with taking on the farm and paying for 20% of it again when there's no profit to pay that. I mean, make us profitable and we'll pay tax, but we're not making any money at the moment. We've had some really difficult seasons. Four out of the last five have been terrible. And the only one that wasn't too bad, we got hammered with hyperinflation because of the Ukraine war.
Are there any other devices or vehicles that you could use to sort of sidestep this, like put it in a trust? I don't know what the regime is where you are.
So every sort of mechanism that was kind of possible, they've kind of closed the door on it and made it, you know, impossible. And every farmer, if you will, you don't do it for the money. You do it for the love of it and for being able to provide to the next generation, because, you know, we aren't making much money. It'll be the same out there. It's like snakes and ladders, but all the rungs are missing off the ladder at the moment. You're just not going to get anywhere. We're already had enough with the weather and low prices for the last 18 months. And then now it's just a right kick in the teeth and there's absolute uproar over here.
Yeah, you mentioned the Ukraine war and the expenditure on that, which has been in the billions, right? Billions. There's also the COVID spend. Now, the citizenry, apart from electing certain people to govern, had no hand in that whatsoever, right? I mean, nothing to do with them. So
No.
They're going to rig it out of somewhere, I guess.
There's not another business that risks its house every day just to stay in business. And the risk that a farmer carries, you know, everything we do is a gamble. We put seed in the floor and hope we get some rain for it to grow. We hope we don't get too much. We hope we get the right weather patterns. We hope we get the right weather to harvest it. And then we've then got to market it correctly as well and hope that we've got some profit left. To carry that risk, there should be some sort of tax break, not expect us to lose 20% of our factory floor every time someone passes away. And if you imagine, some of these farms have got three generations working on them. So you might have a father in his 80s, the middle one is in the 60s and the son's in the 30s. Well, by the time the son gets his hand on the farm, it might have been taxed 20%, then another 20%, 40% before it gets to him. And the money just isn't there.
Is this part, class war is one thing, but is this part of something else? And that is, because we've all heard about eat the bugs, right? We all know about that. Is this some way of shrinking farming agriculture as we kind of have come to know it? Do you think there's more to it than just trying to wring out revenue from anywhere you can ever think of because your finances as a country, as a government, are in desperate circumstances?
I just think that the people that have written a policy are just not in the real world. They've not gone out there. They never consulted on it. They never spoke to anyone. If they'd have gone out there and looked, they could have seen what the knock-on effects were going to be. They've come out with this figure that it won't affect 76% of farms. I have not found a farmer yet that it's not going to affect badly. They've completely got it wrong, and they're just being too stubborn to admit it at the moment. I mean, it's still only fresh. It happened last Wednesday, and the real fallout came Wednesday evening. I don't think it's just entered their head. If they wanted to generate more tax income from the sort of food supply chain, the supermarkets here, just one supermarket made $2.2 billion last year.
You start taxing that, right?
Yeah. And they're on about saying, we'll tax the farmers, we might raise $500 million. Well, we haven't got it, so I don't know how they're going to get it. But if you said any retail space that's selling food with more than 10 outlets, shall we say, if you just tax them at a slightly different rate on their income tax, you could have more than your 500 million. You could have 5 billion, and they'd still be making a billion apiece, these big sort of five supermarkets. They're just attacking the wrong end of the food chain.
But if it means that, intergenerational farmers, families have to sell up the farm because of that, that's like a move to get the land almost, isn't it?
It's a land grab, yeah. You know, we've seen it in other countries, but it's called far more extreme things than inheritance tax.
Yeah, it's like something on the Monopoly board at the moment, isn't it, with that description?
Everyone you speak to, they just said that, you know, we've all got to sell something off. Well, if they're selling it off because they can't afford it, who's going to buy it? It's not going to be farms. It's going to be big corporations buying it up to do some carbon offsetting because they've got a dirty business, whether it be airline or road transport or something like that. And then it's not growing food. We and you both share a very productive climate. You know, we often have the wheat record, and you sometimes have the wheat growing record. We should be using that land to grow food and exporting it like everyone else to countries that don't get rainfall.
Yeah, well, that's a no-brainer. What is the bodies representing farmers? What are they saying?
I've never seen so much outrage. Everyone is actually coming together. So we're looking at something that's never happened before, which is we all stick together and we all strike.
Wow. That means what, no food?
Well, potentially, yeah. I mean, I don't know what happened with you in COVID, but when supply chains got a bit pinched, everyone panic bought because they were worried they weren't going to get their daily bread or the milk.
Here they went for toilet paper. You can't
the
eat
same
that,
here
of course.
As well, yeah, yeah. Yeah, not okay. One toilet roll factory closed, but none of it was left. But it happened with milk, bread, eggs, anything like that. And, you know, if we were just to stop delivering stuff off farms for a few days, I'm sure that would happen very quickly. And hopefully that brings the debate back to the fact that we are food producers. We aren't millionaire landowners that aren't doing anything for the country.
And any protests, any getting out on the street planned?
So the NFU is it's not really a protest. Well, they're not trying to call it a protest because they don't want it to be too, what's the word? Brutal? No, I don't know.
Well, just tell it like it is, man. I mean, come on. It's a protest. We're pissed about it. We're going to say something, right?
Yeah, so on the 19th, there's a lot of farmers going to London, thousands of farmers going to descend on London and with the hope of talking to MPs and getting them to understand what's going on.
Will you be dropping manure on the steps of Westminster?
There's a lot of people fired up. When you've not got anything to lose, it's quite dangerous, really.
Unprecedented, really. Is this move by the government? Can you recall anything like this in the past?
No, I mean no. The last disaster that we had that hit farming that really shook it was probably foot and mouth sort of 23 right. 4 years ago.
Yeah.
But this is big.
Ollie Harrison, British farmer based in Merseyside, UK. He's got a YouTube channel. Ollie Blogs, Agri Contract Farmer is the address after the forward space YouTube, and also Agri Contact on X. Thanks for coming on and explaining. We'll keep an eye on things and we might get you back when there are developments.
Okay? Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.